Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 10, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, pages 256 and 257. So might it be if the spirit fell asleep. Man then might rest content and live in peace, master of nature who once her bondslave worked, the world's disorder hardening into law. If life's dire heart arose not in revolt, if God within could find no greater plan. But many-visaged is the cosmic soul. A touch can alter the fixed front of fate. A sudden turn can come, a road appear. A greater mind may see a greater truth. Or we may find, when all the rest has failed, hid in ourselves the key of perfect change. Ascending from the soil where creep our days, Earth's consciousness may marry with the sun, our mortal life ride on the spirit's wings, our finite thoughts commune with the infinite. In the bright kingdoms of the rising sun, all is a birth into a power of light. All here deformed guards there its happy shape. Here all is mixed and marred, there pure and whole. Yet each is a passing step, a moment's phase. Awake to a greater truth beyond her acts. The mediatrix sat and saw her works, and felt the marvel in them and the force, but knew the power behind the face of time. She did the task, obeyed the knowledge given. Her deep heart yearned towards great ideal things. And from the light looked out to wider light. A brilliant hedge drawn round her narrowed her power. Faithful to her limited sphere she toiled, but knew its highest, widest seeing was a half-search, its mightiest acts a passage or a stage. For not by reason was creation made, and not by reason can the truth be seen, which, through the veils of thought, the screens of sense, hardly the spirit's vision can descry, dimmed by the imperfection of its means. The little mind is tied to little things. Its sense is but the spirit's outward touch. Half-waked in a world of dark inconscience, it feels out for its beings and its forms, like one left fumbling in the ignorant night. In this small mold of infant mind and sense, desire is a child heart's cry, crying for bliss. Our reason only a toy's artificer, a rule maker in a strange stumbling game. But she her dwarf aids knew, whose confident sight a bounded prospect took for the far goal. The world she has made is an interim report of a traveler towards the half-found truth in things, moving twixt nescience and nescience. For nothing is known while aught remains concealed. The truth is known only when all is seen. Attracted by the all that is the one, she yearns towards a higher light than hers. Hid by her cults and creeds, she has glimpsed God's face. She knows she has but found a form, a robe, but ever she hopes to see him in her heart and feel the body of his reality. As yet, a mask is there, and not a brow, although sometimes two hidden eyes appear. Reason cannot tear off that glimmering mask. Her efforts only make it glimmer more. In packets, she ties up the indivisible, finding her hands too small to hold vast truth. She breaks up knowledge into alien parts, or peers through cloud rack for a vanished sun. She sees, not understanding what she has seen, through the locked visages of finite things, the myriad aspects of infinity.